네, 안녕하세요 여러분. Welcome back to the Korea Herald's podcast. 돌아왔습니다, 저희가. 네, 저는 경제금융부 코리아헤드 기자 김혜연이고요. Here with us, our copy editor, Ali. Ali, hello.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're all having a good week. And hi, Han. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's already reaching the end of January.
Yeah, it's gone by so quickly. I feel like 2024 is going to be over as quickly as 2023 was.
벌써 2월이 다가오고 있습니다. By the time this goes out, I hope the weather got a bit warmer than it used to.
I hope so too. I hope spring comes early this year.
맞습니다. 자, 좀 더 따뜻한 날씨가 빨리 오길 바라면서 오늘은 조금은 트래직한 기사를 들고 왔습니다. Policemen punished for death of man they escorted close to home. 어떤 남성을 집으로 가까이 데려다 줬으나 이 남성이 사망함에 따라 처벌받은 경찰들에 대한 사회부 내용입니다. 먼저 엘리가 읽어드리도록 할게요.
Policemen punished for death of man they escorted close to home. Two South Korean policemen have been fined after the intoxicated man they escorted to the building he lived in froze to death, a local court said Sunday. The Seoul Northern District Court imposed a fine of 5 million won, $3,800, and 4 million won, respectively, to a police sergeant and a senior patrolman of Songbuk Police Station on the charge of death by occupational negligence. In November of 2022, the defendants escorted a man in his 60s who was heavily intoxicated back to the multifamily residential building where he lived in Suyudong, Seoul, at around 1:30 a.m. The two officers left the man sitting on the stairs inside the building but did not check to see if he made it back inside his home. The victim was found dead around 6 hours later, and an autopsy showed his cause of death was hypothermia. The temperature at Suyudong around the time of his death was about minus 7 degrees Celsius.
Alright, so 아까 헤드라인에서 death of man이라고만 그냥 했는데 내용을 봤더니 결국에는 사망을 한 남성이 이제 취객이었던 거죠. 한파에 사망했고 경찰관들은 업무상 과실치사로 벌금형을 받았다고 합니다. It would have been best if the man did not drink so much in the first place.
Yeah, he must have been pretty intoxicated.
Right, right. Mm. 근데 even if that was, it was so, 그런 케이스가 일어나긴 합니다. 근데 폴리스맨들이 어떻게 보면 무사히 집 안에까지 갈 때까지 조금 더 alert한 태도를 보이는 것이 또 폴리스맨으로서의 듀티가 아니었나 싶은 생각, 두 가지 생각이 같이 듭니다. 첫 번째 문장 볼게요. 한국 경찰 두 명이 have been fined. 자, fine 하면 벌금이 되고 fined 하면 벌금을 부과하다라는 verb가 되겠습니다. After the intoxicated man they escorted to the building he lived in froze to death. 자, 만취한 남성이 자신이 거주하던 건물로 호송을 하던 중 이후 얼어서 사망했다고. 그러니까 저체온증으로 사망했겠죠. 현지 법원이 밝혔다고 합니다. 자, intoxicated라는 표현이 나옵니다. Could you help us with the term?
Yeah, so it literally means drunk, but it's a slightly more formal way of saying drunk. Another example is inebriated. I think that's more of an American term. I've heard it more in American news articles. Okay. But yeah, they both mean drunk.
그렇죠. Drunk가 될 수 있고 이게 drug use도 포함될 수 있나요, Ellie?
Yeah. I think when you say the word intoxicated by itself, it implies alcohol. But if you add it like on the end of it, you know, they were intoxicated or under the influence of drugs, then it would be more specific to drugs. But just by itself, it's most people would assume it's referring to alcohol.
맞습니다. 그래서 술이나 바약에 취한이라는 뜻이 되겠는데요. 술에 더 많이 쓴다는 것을 염두에 두시면 되겠습니다. 자, 서울 북부지방 법원은 impose a fine of 5 million won. 자, 벌금 500만 원과 4 million 400만 원을 각각 경찰들에게 선고를 했다고 합니다. 이제 police sergeant 하면 이제 경사가 되겠고요. senior patrolman 하면 선임 순찰관이니까 경장이 되겠습니다. of 성북 경찰서 on the charge of death by occupational negligence. 자, impose something something 하면 무슨 뜻이죠?
So impose is to force something on somebody.
맞아.
So in this case you're forcing somebody to pay a fine. And with fine, we can either use the verb to to be fined, like earlier, or in this case, someone imposes a fine on somebody.
Mm-hmm. So impose 뭔가를 도입하다, 시행하다, execute이 되겠는데요. 어, 여기서는 fine, 벌금을 부과하다가 됐는데 뭐 impose tax 하면 뭐 세금을 부과하다라고도 쓸 수도 있습니다. 뭐 특별한 법률을 어, 또 도입하다, 시행하다라는 표현도 같이 알아두시면 되겠습니다. 문장의 맨 끝에 단어를 보실게요. Occupational negligence라는 두 가지 단어가 붙어 있습니다.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. occupational negligence. So negligence means carelessness, right? Mm-hmm. It's carelessness or maybe recklessness. Mm-hmm. And when we use it with occupational, it's carelessness that occurs in the context of a job. So in this case, it was their duty to see that he was safe and returned home safely. But because they didn't, they were careless mm-hmm. while they were performing their work duties.
맞습니다. 그래서 우리가 neglect 하면 뭔가를 ignore 하다, 무시하다 이런 게 되겠는데 occupational negligence라고 하면 업무상 duty를 fully 임하지 않은 네, 그래서 업무상 과실 그리고 death by 앞에 붙이면 업무상 과실치사로 외워두시면 되겠습니다. 계속 가볼게요. 2022년 11월에 The defendants, 피고인들은 escorted a man in his 60s, 자 60대에 who was heavily intoxicated, 만취 상태의 남성을 에스코트해줬다, 호송했다, back to the multi-family residential building where he lived, which was in 수유동 서울입니다. 그의 residential building이 multi-family residential building이었다는 또 하나의 팩트를 열거했네요. 무슨 뜻이죠, multi-family?
Just that lots of different families are living in that building. So it's a building that's for multiple families.
So 아마 다가구 주택으로 번역을 하시면 되겠습니다. At around 1시 30분 새벽경에 이제 수유동에서 호송을 했다고 하는데요. The two officers left the man sitting on the stairs inside the building. 그 다가구 주택 안에서 이 만취한 남성이 계단에 그냥 앉은 채 내버려 뒀다고 합니다. Leave the man이죠. But did not check to see if he made it back inside his home. 네, 그래서 이 건물 내부 계단에 앉은 것은 확인하고 left the site 했지만 집 안으로 실제 돌아갔는지 safely 돌아갔는지 확인하지 않았다고 하네요. The victim was found dead around 6 hours later. 피해자는 6시간쯤 뒤 숨진 채 발견됐는데 자, autopsy라는 표현이 나왔습니다.
Something that it's an examination that a doctor or a qualified professional will do after death. Another word is post-mortem examination, which means literally after death examination, where they open up the body and do tests and see what caused the death.
맞아요. Autopsy 또는 post-mortem이 둘 다 동의어라고 하는데요. 말 그대로 죽은 후에 부검, 사체의 부검이겠습니다. Showed his cause of death, 그의 사망의 원인이 was hypothermia.
It basically just means an abnormally low body temperature. So I think normally alcohol anyway, if you're drunk, does lower your body temperature.
Right.
And so that's why it's quite a dangerous situation because not only was he vulnerable because he was very drunk, but then he was left in the cold, which caused his body to have a dangerously low body temperature, which caused his death.
그렇습니다. 취한 그 만취 상태가 위험한 이유가 알리가 말했듯이 이미 이제 체온이 많이 떨어진 상태에서 또 더군다나 겨울에 이렇게 술을 마실 경우에는 저체온증에 걸릴 확률이 매우 높죠. 그 상태로 6시간 뒤에 이제 숨진 것으로 발견이 됐습니다. The temperature at 수유동, 그 당시 수유동의 기온은 영하 7도 정도였다고 하네요. 자, I hope cases like this don't happen again.
Yeah, and you can see how it happens because, you know, in these buildings, the stairways are really cold. You know, even if your apartment or your, you know, house is really warm, the stairways are so cold. And I think it's such a shame because the police could have just taken 5 more minutes to...
Or even seconds.
Yeah, exactly, seconds just to make sure that he got home. So 되게 안타까운
맞습니다.
스토리입니다.
그래서 여러분 항상 안전에 유의하시고요. 즐거운 시간 혹은 뭐 우울할 때 또 이렇게 뭐 술 한잔 하실 수 있지만 꼭 안전하게 귀가해서 이런 사고가 없도록 서로 노력을 다 같이 해야 될 것 같습니다. 네. Yes, so with this in mind, Ali will reread the article for us.
Policemen punished for death of man they escorted close to home. Two South Korean policemen have been fined after the intoxicated man they escorted to the building he lived in froze to death, a local court said Sunday. The Seoul Northern District Court imposed a fine of 5 million won, $3,800, and 4 million won, respectively, to a police sergeant and a senior patrolman of Songbuk Police Station on the charge of death by occupational negligence. In November of 2022, the defendants escorted a man in his 60s who was heavily intoxicated back to the multifamily residential building where he lived in Suyudong, Seoul, at around 1:30 a.m. The two officers left the man sitting on the stairs inside the building but did not check to see if he made it back inside his home. The victim was found dead around 6 hours later, and an autopsy showed his cause of death was hypothermia. The temperature at Suyongdong around the time of his death was about minus 7 degrees Celsius.
Yep, Ali, so this is the end of our recording for today.
Yeah, it was a really sad story, unfortunately, today, but I still had a really nice time recording our podcast. I always enjoy our podcast.
Same here. There, so this wraps it up for today. And hope to see you again next week.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Korea Herald podcast. 이번 주도 코리아 헤럴드는 여러분과 함께합니다. 혹시 저희 팟캐스트를 들으시면서 직접 콘텐츠를 만들어 보고 싶다는 생각 해보신 적 있으신가요? 그렇다면 팟캐스트를 가장 쉽고 빠르게 만들 수 있는 무료 플랫폼 Spotify for Podcaster를 소개합니다. 핸드폰이나 컴퓨터에서 바로 녹음부터 편집까지 다양한 배경음악과 효과음을 사용해 여러분도 쉽고 빠르게 만드실 수 있습니다. 애플 및 구글 팟캐스트 등 여러 다른 플랫폼에 한 번에 배포하고 관리할 수도 있어요. 스포티파이 4 팟캐스터 앱을 다운로드 받고 지금 바로 시작해보세요.